Radio B.
Radio for bibliophiles. It's Loose Reads with Time Out Bookstore.
Good morning to Abby. How's it going
from Time Out? Good morning. Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Have you recovered from the big festival laneway on Thursday?
Nearly. I think managed to escape the sunburn, which was the main concern.
It was. So, I did catch it. I put on sunscreen before I got to the festival, but I didn't reapply. So I felt like I probably did get a bit of sun actually on Thursday. But what a day, eh?
I know. So good. Yep. And I was dead tired afterwards and I needed a really good book to read over the weekend.
Okay.
Is this one that I've brought in today.
All right, what is it?
So we've got Stargazers by Duncan Sarkis. So this is due to be published on Thursday, so one of our recent New Zealand releases. And, you know, I've been pre-reading a lot of, like, the big things that are coming out this year. And I think this year is probably one of the biggest years, like, for fiction releases in a really long time, like, in my personal opinion, of, like, huge blockbuster books. But I will say that a lot of them have been very, very bleak so far. And so after Laneway, you know, you're dead tired. You don't want to do anything. It was stinking hot. And I just wanted something really, really fun to read. Mm-hmm. And I picked Incredibly with this book. I'm like so happy that this is what I decided to pick up. It's like such an ideal long weekend read to me. This is basically a political satire book about New Zealand's democracy and politics right now. Through the allegory of a sham election for an alpaca breeders association, and it's as ridiculous as it sounds, like I'm not exaggerating in any way. So basically the novel opens at the Hastings Knitting Club, and they are counting votes for the election for the Alpaca Breeders Organisation of New Zealand, for their sort of biennial election. And it opens with this character coming in and setting fire to a bunch of votes and rigging this election, and then basically jumps straight into the first kind of board meeting of the year of these elected officials, and how they came to be there, and the people that didn't get elected who feel quite wronged by the result of the election.
What's their agenda?
There is basically a lot of agendas going on. There's this huge cast of characters. There's this fantastic quote. This book has some of the most amazing blurbs from other authors I've ever seen on a novel. And there's some that I can't read because they're full of swear words. But there is one really great one from Toby Manhire from the spinoff that says it's like Succession, but with alpacas. So it's basically this like huge interconnected network of rural alpaca breeders. And the cast of characters is really wide. So you've kind of got this very righteous vet who is the kind of victim of the rigged election and she doesn't get in. And she's discovered this mysterious illness that keeps killing alpacas basically. And is like on a quest to try and figure out the cause of it. You've got like these empire building alpaca breeding like dynasties and these like huge big families and their family dramas in the world of alpacas. People that run like tourist farms, you know, when you drive, you're on a roadie and you see like an alpaca farm sign like on the side of the road, like all those people, and like just governance people that happen to like end up being there and like don't really know what's going on. And there's the alpaca news as well, so there's these local journalists covering alpacas only.
I was like, just in my mind I was imagining like a coffee news, like a nice little
That's like essentially what it is, or like a Farming New Zealand type vibe. And like their little subplot is like being censored by the board, but yeah, it's like this really like lots of moving parts going on in this novel, and it all really ties together like quite beautifully as a satire. I'm not really someone that needs a book to be funny or anything like that to really enjoy it, but I just found the humor in this to be so good and really not overbearing in the ways that it kind of satires. The main plot is around that illness that is killing alpacas, and it's very obviously a parallel of the COVID pandemic. Like there's people that don't believe that the alpacas are getting sick even though they're dropping dead, and they start imposing like travel restrictions on alpacas and so they can't socialize, and farmers get really up in arms about it. So there's obviously all these like real political points going on, but it is managed really, really beautifully, I think. Like, the satire at some points can get really subtle and then really ramp up in some points to get really ridiculous at times. And I think it just, like, it balances that really well to me. Kind of reminds me of almost like a Paul Beattie or a George Saunders type of satire, where it can really drop away at some points for the, like, really hitting those, like, political moments.
How many books does Duncan Sarkis, the author, have under their belt?
He's written, so this is his third one, I believe, but he's also a screenwriter and a playwright, which is actually a really interesting thing about this book. It really is one of those ones, like, the Succession example is really good because of, like, the family dynamics and things going on and all the high drama and backstabbing and things that are going on in it, but also, like, in the sense that it really kind of reads almost like a TV show or a movie in that kind of sense. And so, like,
yes.
Yeah, he wrote, like, Scarfies, if anyone saw that film.
Yeah,
so that's him. Yes. He was in What We Do in the Shadows and writes for the, like, American series that they do now of What We Do in the Shadows. So, yeah, it's got, like, that really good kind of, like, black humor to it and, like, that real dry kind of, like, New Zealand humor to it as well. But it's actually really interesting, the, like, screenwriting kind of aspect to it, because it's also in the front of the book says that this book was dramaturged. So they had a dramaturg on it throughout the editing process, which I've never seen before.
What is a dramaturg?
Basically someone who is, like, assisting with the writer or a director of a stage play, and helps with, like, getting the dramatic tone correct, basically, but is, like, really strictly used in a theatre context. So someone that is, like, making sure characters are well-rounded and that all their actions kind of make sense. And I've never seen somebody involve a dramaturg in a novel before to, like, make it, but you
is
really can
see it. Is
this a good
crossover into...
Maybe. He has adapted one of his books to the stage before. I'd love to see some people in some alpaca puppets, maybe, you know, on stage. But yeah, he has adapted one of his books before. So,
yes.
You know, I don't think entirely outside of the realm of possibility, even though I'd be very interested to see the logistics of it. Because you do get some chapters that are from the perspective of the alpacas. Like, it is... they're kind of not anthropomorphic, but they do have, like, perspectives and opinions on the sort of politics that are going on.
Yes.
Like, from all the humans outside of their pastures and things like that. But yeah, it is, it's really got that, like, kind of, like, high drama element to it that you would kind of, like, more likely see on stage and things. But it truly is, like, kind of surprised me at how much he really packed into it. Like, everyone feels so, and maybe that's the dramaturgy coming out, but really feels like all these characters are, like, so fully realized. Even the llamas, or the alpacas, sorry, we were talking a lot about the difference between alpacas and llamas because of this book at the bookshop. Alpacas are smaller, apparently, and llamas are much meaner.
Llamas are meaner?
Llamas are meaner, apparently. These are the small, little fluffy ones. There's also, like, a really great glossary. Like, everything that surrounds this book, I think it's published by Te Heringa Waka University Press, and I think they always do, like, a really great job at, like, putting the package of a book together, because there's this great glossary in the front of the book of, like, alpaca-related terms, and they're, like, absolutely ridiculous. There's, like, pronking, crimp, like... I can't even say most of them, like, Hawaka, a breed of alpaca. And it's, like, it's really funny. It just adds to that, like, farcical comedy of it all, that you're, like, reading this huge political drama and they'll throw something like pronking in there and you're like, oh yeah, I'm reading about alpacas. Like, it's actually quite easy to forget at some points that what you're reading is, like, so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, just, like, a real great quality New Zealand satire on politics, super contemporary. It, like, almost felt like to me it was being written in real time. Like, you could liken it to something you saw on the news, like, a week ago and be like, oh my god, it's satirizing that, but, you know, obviously not. But it was just, like, such a good, like, really summed up, like, contemporary politics over the last, like, year or so to me. Yeah, it was, like, really, really stunning.
Excellent. Well, Abby from Time Out Bookstore, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We've been chatting about Stargazers by Duncan Sarkis on the shelf now.
Coming on Thursday.
Thursday?
Yep.
Okay, so a little heads up, people. You can head to Time Out on Thursday and grab a copy.
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Abby.
Thanks.
That was Loose Reads with Time Out Bookstore on 95 BFM.
BFM.
It's really softened up and it's gone smooth.